All right. Well, thanks for the opportunity to come. It's good to be here with you and fellowshipping. And we are still progressing, I guess you'd say, with Providential Homes. And for those of you that might not be as familiar, it was a ministry that we started to help those in our area that are homeless or without housing. And it started in many different ways. From the personal level, because when I was a child, my parents went through a lot of difficulties, and we went from basically a new house to a house without plumbing, which was fine for me. I was in fifth grade, so it didn't matter to me. But looking back, it does matter to young ladies. And just thinking that throughout my life, my dad's alcoholism, the divorce, things happened. There are ups and downs, but there was always a place for us to be. There was always a shelter. There was always some place where we could at least be together. And like I said, even though the one place wasn't glamorous, it was still where we got to be. And then hearing from a elementary teacher in the South Hardin system that she had children in her class that were homeless, living in a car. In Eldora, Iowa. It wasn't Chicago, it wasn't LA, it wasn't New York City, it was Eldora, Iowa. So your heart gets touched thinking, what is going on here? Not in Iowa, not here. So we're trying to refurbish, remodel houses. We just have two at this time. And sometimes I say just two, and people say, well, you've got two. Yep, praise God, we got two. So we have one house that's being occupied right now, and that's got a lot of stories to it. The second house we've been tinkering with for a long time, and some of you were gracious enough to spend some of your money and time in the past to upgrade that. We call the second house the silk purse because we're making it out of a sow's ear. It's been something. So, Isaac, if we could, let's run that. We've got some before pictures downstairs, and I wanted you to see all that and kind of, turn up your nose a little bit. And hopefully you'll see that we've been doing more than just coming together and eating snacks on Thursday. So,
but if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, not let Satan have one.
That's after the windows and the roof.
What if the church for heaven's sake?
And that's what it looks like now. So these exteriors are when we first got it, the porch like that, and then the changes. But yeah, go ahead. Keep the music up. Bye. So hopefully I took all these shots from about the same spot, the before and after.
If
And maybe we should stop there for a second in that you see that pile of stuff in some of the other ones. You saw just stuff, and so we had to deal with all that. Well, that's what it looked like then. And if we can go to the next frame. Yeah, stop. I mean, afraid that's what it looks like now. I just thought, well, we should be honest. That's what's happened. But those are the doors that we don't have to use anymore. I mean, it's like we've started upstairs and we're starting to head out the door, and that's the last room, and so we're just shoving everything. And hopefully we'll get out. And that's the first room that I guess you would call done, that got the window in, got the trim on, got the carpet in, and looks good. The family's excited, which is great. We're kind of excited too, but it also brings new challenges because, again, dealing with people. The object is to not make money, and we're doing a great job of that. We've applied for nonprofit status, and it took us months to get Mike Smith to gather the information he needed, because I mean he had never done that before, and so it took a long time. And bless his heart and his family that he did it gratis. You know, he just working through it and for it, but it took a lot of time. And then we applied in June of last year, 2012, and we're still waiting. So we're trying to, you know, get along as best we can, and through your generosity and the generosity of others, we've been able to keep going and getting purchased materials when we needed to, having the gas to move donated materials when we had to, paying for things. So it's changing now because we'll be turning it over to these folks. And it takes a little bit more to finish up the project than we thought, always. It's just always money. So through, again, you folks and others, we were able to put in a furnace, which you've been waiting to do for a long time. And that enabled us to really solidify a date for these folks to say, okay, you can at least come in. I don't know if we'll be done March 31st. They don't either. But they're moving in March 31st. And we'll continue to work and to help. And we have work at the other house. We're waiting for another house. It's always unique. You talk to some people on the streets of Eldora. Looks great. Wonderful job. You know, what's the next one? And we think, well, nobody's loosening up anything else. We've hopefully rightfully set the standard of you got to give us the house so we can start at zero. Because even starting at zero, we've got, you know, almost $14,000 in the house that you saw. And we're going to be plumbing this next week. Don and Joanne Long from Rubio Friends are going to come up and we're going to plumb it. And we're going to do the best that we can and on. But, yeah, it's going to cost money. I started looking at fittings, and this, I don't know, they're charging money for all that stuff. So, you know, we have some of it on hand, but it's been used stuff, and we're thinking now, well, it's open. I don't know how many of you have done repair work on plumbing, but when you have to tear into a wall, it's no fun. So we thought, well, it's wide open now. Let's put new in. Let's put the best that we got. I think it was a year ago or months ago that Chuck Nichols says, well, you got insurance on this stuff. And I said, no. And even to this point, we don't. I thank God that nothing major has happened, but we're deciding we need to get some insurance. And that's going to be kind of a paradox thing, because later on when we give the message, we're going to talk about don't worry, you know. And so am I doing that so I don't worry? Because there have been nights when I've awakened, I thought, did I turn the heater off? Did I do this? Did I do that? Or what's going to happen with these folks? So we're trying to move forward. Hopefully in the future we get this nonprofit status. And I don't know if Bob Watson is going to help move that along or not. If you guys know Bob, he does our taxes, and so had him do our stuff, financial statement for Providential Homes. I said, well, we haven't got our nonprofit status yet, so I don't know how you want to do this. He says, well, we're putting it in as nonprofit, and we'll see what they say. There you go. All right. So maybe somebody somewhere is going to go, oh, they're nonprofit. And this goes, are you nonprofit? Well, apparently so. It says right here. So I don't know. So bless him for giving it a try, and bless everybody else for doing your part physically or through financial help. So what? 2 weeks from now, they'll take an offering for missions, and we're only, 14, 15 miles away, but I'd still call it a mission. If you would make your checks, I guess, to Bangor Liberty, then you get some tax credit for it still. And that's all it, unless you have some questions.
What did you say about Thursdays?
Thursdays, we made Providential Thursdays, and that way Jean has been super in that she went back to work, and I've picked up, some other jobs to do. I was blessed to come here, be interim pastor. I've been to Ivester, I've been to Clemens. And so all of that helps, but then also need to do some physical work every once in a while. So I made Thursday the day to go and volunteer time. And that way other workers knew that every Thursday was the day to come. And now it's any day. y'all come, well, I'll be there. But that's a reason for saying Thursday. Yeah, sure.
And the houses involved with the hailstorm?
Right, yeah, some of you probably noticed that, the exposure from the north and the west. The reason those windows were plywooded was because of the storm, and we had to deal with that at that house and then the other one as well.
Was someone living in the house at that time, or they were already?
No one has lived in that house for over 23 years. Yeah. And it's curious because one of the guys that lives in the neighborhood came by and was talking one day, and he says, a guy told me, I don't know, it was 15 years ago, he said, somebody's going to live in that house someday. And I just thought, okay. Because there's days that I thought, I don't know if anybody is. Yeah, so yeah, that was it. And just another sidelight story, if we went back and looked through them, and hopefully I will send you some finished photos. I wanted to give you the worst first. But that one shot was out our front door looking into the porch that was all boarded up when we first got there, and that pile of stuff was 3 to 4 feet high, and now it's all cleared out. Well, then we had to figure out what to do, and we thought, well, it would be nice if we had, porch posts put in there. I mean, it looked cool. And someday we're going to get a little swing out there, and it looked nice. And yet, where do you get those? They just don't come, in your local store. I had another, Bob Calloway, if that's a familiar name, was tearing down a house. And I forget the exact way it went, but it's, Arlen, you should come here. And so I went there, and we were tearing a few things out, helping him out, because he helps us out. And we open up a wall, and there are 4 porch posts in an inner wall of this house. Instead of using 2x4s or 2x6s, they had used porch posts and put them in. So, voila, those became ours. And it's neat little stories like that that kind of keep me going or keep us going that, hey, we're being looked out for, but it would be sure a lot nicer if we were servicing 40, 50 people and it was a big thing, but it's small at this point. But we got grateful folks that are being helped. Well, great. Won't take any more time at this point, but you can catch a little after service, or we're in the book. You can call us. It's fine. So thanks for your time.